Introduction by Gilbert Carpenter, Jr. to Notes on the Course in Divinity. In the Christian Science Sentinel for August 17, 1935, is an item of interest from the Christian Science Board of Directors, in which they state that these notes recorded in Mrs. Eddy's home by Lyda Fitzpatrick, Laura E. Sargent, George H. Kinter, and possibly others, should not be accepted as genuine or as giving accurate statements by our leader. They state, "It is neither fair nor loyal to our leader to attribute to her anything that is not authenticated in a dependable way. Writings said to be hers, which did not come directly from her, and which do not accord with her printed works in substance and phraseology, may well be regarded as apocryphal, if not downright forgeries." In defense of these notes, let it be said that the writer of this introduction has discussed the accuracy of the statements attributed to Mrs. Eddy with the following students: Miss Minnie Adelaide Still, Mrs. Carolyn Foss Geiger, Calvin C. Hill, and Gilbert C. Carpenter. Miss Still served Mrs. Eddy as her personal maid from early in 1907 until she passed on in 1910. Mrs. Geiger was her maid from April to August 1906. Mr. Hill served her in many capacities over a long period of years. Mr. Carpenter was her associate secretary for a period of 1 year from 1905 to 1906. These students are unanimous in declaring the accuracy of the expression and thought in these notes. Those who served in the home declare that they have heard our leader give just such cryptic pronouncements day after day. They also declare that she was most insistent on accuracy in quoting or repeating whatever they heard her say or whatever they read in the Bible or in her writings. For any inaccuracy in quotation, they received a severe rebuke. Therefore, we can deduce that whatever these students recorded was set down with the greatest concern for accuracy. Mr. Hill has shown the writer a copy of these notes, which he has in his possession, and although not as full as those preserved by Mrs. Fitzpatrick, correspond to them. Mr. Hill received a copy as a gift from Mrs. Laura E. Sargent, Mrs. Eddy's maid and helper for so many years. The Christian world accepts as infallible statements which were made by our Lord and Master, which were not recorded for from 30 to 60 years after he made them. The statements recorded by Mrs. Eddy's students were written down within a few moments after they were made, a fact which should weigh on the side of proving their accuracy and correctness. Mrs. Eddy did not make the mistake of trying to teach the course in divinity when she knew that God alone could do that. She could not make the explanation to the students, however, because when students are told in advance that certain things were provided to develop spiritual sense, the good effect is often lost, since part of the development comes from struggling with problems without knowing why. Therefore, Mrs. Eddy lovingly and patiently gave out that which would prepare students to receive the course in divinity, and she was definitely guided to put such preparation in the wisest possible way. At the same time, she referred to the preparation as the course itself, waiting on God to reveal to students that which she could not tell them because divine wisdom did not permit her to. How does man develop spiritual sense? By use. Before he can use it, he must know he has it, and begin to lose faith in the adequacy and satisfactory nature of the false sense. Thus, when a problem is placed before the student, the solution of which defies his trained human mind, the despair he feels over the inadequacy of the human mind to supply the solution helps to drive him to the use of the divine mind, which of necessity involves the use and development of spiritual sense. An example of this was the building of the Mother Church. Mrs. Eddy laid down arbitrary provisions and requirements which made the human mind feel that such requirements could not possibly be fulfilled. The result was that those in charge worked on the problem from the standpoint of demonstration with more determination than perhaps they would have otherwise. To some degree, they relinquished the human mind because they felt it to be inadequate to perform the tasks successfully according to the demands of their leader. In this wise way did Mrs. Eddy ensure the building of the church being a spiritual development for those engaged in the work, as well as the result of a scientific demonstration of divine mind, rather than a product of mortal mind or material sense. It can be affirmed that whatever our leader declared or gave her students to do that seemed to be beyond their human performance and understanding was an effort to force them to the use and development of spiritual sense, which would include preparation for the course in divinity, since, as had been stated, this course is received wholly by spiritual sense. The deduction is that the cryptic statements our leader gave the students in her home in connection with the Course in Divinity were for the purpose of putting before them that which they could not comprehend without spiritual sense. Thus, such statements were not given them for purpose of instruction, but development. This was also true of the tasks she gave them to do. Once she gave her personal maid the task of altering a waist. The student said she could not do it because she had not been trained in that sort of work. Mrs. Eddy did not comment, but gave the task to Pauline Mann. But the sadness of her face indicated that she had offered it to the student that she might demonstrate spiritual ability from divine mind, which she could have done, and thus perform the task successfully. Mrs. Eddy saw it as a lost opportunity for the student. At another time, she gave this same student the task of cutting off to the elbow the sleeves of a suit of underwear, and then refused to let her measure her forearm. This might seem strange unless one saw as her purpose to force the student to do it by reflecting divine intelligence, which effort would be correct and mean the development of spiritual sense. Had she permitted her to measure her arm, the impulse to demonstrate would not have been fostered. If a student today selects a cryptic statement from among these household notes and seeks to discover its true meaning through the listening ear, listening for God's voice, instead of seeking to discredit the statement given by our leader simply because he does not understand it humanly, he will be enabled to perceive the divine purpose back of these statements. 2. He will learn how they can be used by an advanced student without breaking the manual, and will prove them to be of the same value to him that they were to those who heard them directly from our leader's lips. On page 181 of the first edition of Science and Health, she writes, "The literal meaning of the scriptures is not its highest sense. Its spiritual signification is what explains God and man. The same holds true for all the vast material that has been preserved from our leader's lips and pen that is not to be found in her authorized published writings.